what kind of soil or land did you have down around the grove when you lived down there?
Black soil.
What would you call it?
It was mostly sand.
Sand? It was black sand?
Some was sand and some was black dirt. Call it dirt.
Was it crumbly or was it hard or what?
It was soft.
Soft? Would it grow a lot of things?
Yes.
Did you have any?
I had a lot of plants and vegetables and trees.
What kind of vegetables?
Fruit trees. Well, I used to grow tomatoes, collard greens, peas, onions, and potatoes.
That's what you grew down there? What else would some people grow?
They would grow collard greens, okras, some would grow tomatoes, turnip greens, mustard greens, and I've seen some grow carrots.
What kind of tomatoes do they grow?
Steak tomatoes.
What do you call the little ones?
Cherry tomatoes.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?
I heard some say plum tomatoes.
Plum tomatoes? Okay. How about you said you grew potatoes?
Yes, sweet potatoes.
Okay. How about what kind of citrus? You said you had fruit. What kind of citrus did you have?
I had oranges, grapefruits, and limes.
Okay, if you had a bowl of oranges on the table and you expected to have one when you got home, and you got home and somebody had eaten them all up, you'd say the oranges are
gone.
Okay. Did you ever grow any of those little red things that are real small and you get a hot peppery taste? You put them in salads sometime. And
radish?
Yeah, did you ever grow any of those?
Oh yes, I had a whole line of them right out there last year.
Okay.
That one came up about that big.
What about the thing that when you peel it, it makes you cry?
Onions?
Yeah, did you ever grow any of those?
Yes. I grow quite a few onions.
Okay. What about the ones that, now those are the ones that, the big bulbs, but if you just grow them, you know, with the...
The scallions?
Yeah, did you ever...
I grow some of those too.
Okay. All right, what are some of the vegetables that you might use for a gumbo?
You like a gumbo? I can't remember. It's been so long since I cooked.
Okay, what about the green vegetable that's real sticky and slimy inside?
Okra.
Okay. You ever grow that?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever grow, let's say that if you leave an apple or a plum in the sun, what will happen to it?
If it was green?
Yeah.
It would ripen.
And then what will happen?
It will spoil.
Yep. Alright, and the process of shrinking up, it'll do what?
Dry up.
Yeah, and it'll, like if you get in the water too long, your skin does what?
Shrivel up.
Okay. All right, now you were talking about vegetables. How about the type of vegetable that comes in heads?
Cabbages.
Okay. You might say, and one of them, like you say, there are some
cabbages
on the table. Okay.
Yeah.
When you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to
shell the beans.
Okay, you have to shell it. And how about the large yellowish flat beans that are in pods? The big yellow one.
The